up, everyone? Welcome back to the Marketing Nomad Show. It's your favorite marketer and podcast host. My name is Prit. Welcome to episode number 51, where I'm going to share some of the tips and tricks that I've implemented to make myself feel more present and be more present in my life. Now, for those of you who don't know me, honestly, guys, there's a million things going on in my head at every single second, okay? I do have my struggles with feeling anxious from time to time, and there's always something that I'm chasing, either the next goal, the next target, the next milestone, and I always feel like I'm running, constantly running, guys. And not just that, I always have felt that I needed to overwork myself just to get results or to get success. And I know that that's such an unhealthy mindset to be in, but it was the mindset that I have been for a very long time in my life. And over time, when I looked back at, you know, either the time that it took for me to get to these milestones or hit these targets or be successful in whatever I chose to be successful at, I realized that all of those moments were a blur. I can't even remember what exactly happened in those months of chasing a particular goal or a particular milestone. And that actually kind of was really scary, guys. It's kind of like my life was flying by and I wasn't even there to watch it or experience it or even be in it. It was like I was watching someone else's life go by, and I don't know, I just wasn't a part of it. And that actually got me so, so scared. I realized that, I mean, I'm 28 years old. I'm going to be 29 in about, I don't know, 3-4 months. And there are some parts of my life that I feel I've not taken the time to enjoy or be in the present moment and literally soak up every moment of it. And that kind of probably got me a little bit scared, I have to admit. But at the same time, I decided to incorporate mindfulness in my daily routine so that I would learn how to be more present. Because, I mean, yes, there's a whole part of my nature that's been there for years and years and years, and it's probably really difficult for me to undo some of those habits and those thought patterns and whatnot. But I realized that I could at least try to be more mindful in what I was doing. And even if it was buckets of small moments, I'm still going to be, you know, trying my best to be present in those moments. And these are a few things that have worked for me. I don't know if I mentioned it, but I've been doing this for about 2 months now, so it's fairly new. And the tips that I'm giving you have worked for me. However, yes, there are moments where I slip up and it's not fully incorporated into my system, but they have worked so, so well for me that I realized, hey, I really got to share this, because I think that as entrepreneurs and business owners, I think that we're always chasing, guys. We're always running. And I don't know, I feel bad that whenever people talk about being an entrepreneur or a business owner, the image that kind of falls on their mind is that someone who works overtime or someone who overworks themselves to a point of a burnout and someone who's just running. And I think that in that process, we forget that life is happening right now. And I don't mean to go all philosophical on you and stuff like that, but it is true. I mean, there are so many moments that I have missed by just not being present because I was constantly worrying about something, worrying about not making my revenue goal for the next month, or worried about whether this brand deal was gonna go through, or worried or constantly, you know, thinking or pondering about what my next YouTube video is gonna be about, or my next Instagram post, or how am I gonna make things differently. There's just a million and one things running in my head that was stopping me from being present. So these are a few things that have worked for me, and I'm going to tell you guys, and definitely let me know if you have incorporated them into your life in some way. You can definitely catch me on Instagram. I am The Marketing Nomad on Instagram as well. So definitely share your experience listening to this podcast episode. I would absolutely love to hear from you. And if you do like this episode, definitely don't forget to leave me a review and do subscribe to my channel, because I do give a lot of marketing tips, mindset tips, business tips to fellow entrepreneurs and business owners. Okay, guys. So let's talk about the few things that I've started doing lately. Okay, the first one is, it's gonna sound a little weird, guys, but bear with me. It's mindful eating. And this actually came about when I was sitting down having a McDonald's burger and I was just gulping it because I needed to get to my next meeting. And after the meeting, I realized I don't even remember how that burger tasted. And that was the paneer, spicy paneer or something burger. And that's my favorite, guys, honestly. And I didn't even remember what it tasted like. And I was like, gosh, is that who I've become? And that freaked me out, guys. That really freaked me out. And ever since that day, I realized that every time I'm eating, I'm going to ask myself, what am I enjoying about this taste? How does it taste like to me? Is there something I am feeling right now that I'm probably suppressing? And that has helped me so much, guys. I'm not even kidding. It's gonna sound super, super weird, but the minute you ask yourself that question, that what is it that I'm tasting? What am I feeling? The minute you ask yourself that, you tend to be more present in the moment. And there's this thing that your mind does, and that's every time you ask a question, your mind automatically looks to find answers for you, okay? And it's common human behavior. It's not something that is, you have to teach yourself or something like that. But every time there's a question, your brain automatically looks for an answer. So every time you ask this question that, hey, what exactly am I tasting here? What am I feeling as I'm eating? Am I liking this taste? All of these questions make your brain kind of go, oh my God, I need to find an answer to those questions. And immediately you start being more present. You start realizing what you're eating. You start realizing how you're feeling, whether you like the taste, whether it's bitter, it's salty, it's spicy, it's sweet. You tend to start savoring that moment. Okay, and this has been a massive change, guys. I can't even begin to tell you, because sometimes I'm watching Netflix and I'm eating and I'm literally gulping, guys. It doesn't have to be that, you know, I'm late for a meeting or something like that. Even if I have nothing better to do that day, I'm watching Netflix and my mind is sort of distracted. But just checking in with myself every time I'm eating, just that few seconds of asking myself has made a ton of difference, even though there are distractions around me at that moment, okay? So I definitely recommend this. This is crazy, guys. Honestly, I didn't know it was a thing. I just started asking myself and I started enjoying the food better. I started being more present. And then I Googled this and apparently it's a thing. Mindful eating is a thing. And I was like, whoa. First off, kudos to me for being so smart. Secondly, I mean, if I had known about this earlier, I definitely would have practiced this a long time ago instead of having a mini freak out and then doing this just to get myself to feel more present and recognize and feel what I'm eating. Because guys, I'm a huge foodie. I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I love food, okay? So for me to realize that I was not even tasting the food and not even processing the food that I was eating was kind of a shock to my system, and I really needed to take a step back at that point. Okay, so that was mindful eating. That was the first tip that I do have for you. Now, the second one is something that I've been implementing for about 2 months now again also, and that is no laptops for 1 hour before sleeping time. Basically, no screen time for about 1 hour before I sleep. So if maybe today I'm planning to sleep at, let's say 11, then from 10 o'clock, I put an alarm and I stop whatever it is that I'm doing and I just switch off. And in that 1 hour, it's me practicing how to be more mindful in that present moment. So either I take out my bullet journal and I start doing my habit tracker. And not just that, guys, I also track the food that I'm eating. I also track my routines and all of those other things. There's a whole bunch of things that I'm tracking. And it takes me about 10 minutes to go through all of them and to reflect on the day, to journal. It takes me another 20 minutes to journal. And then it takes me another 15 minutes to plan out my day for tomorrow, whether it's the business side of things or the personal side of things. So it's a good 1 hour of just looking at paper and not my screen. And I've made this a compulsory thing for my routine, for my nighttime routine. And if you guys do want a YouTube video of my nighttime routine, definitely let me know as well on Instagram in my DMs. I'll get you that video. So it's a very mindful night routine that I do have, and having that no screen time before sleeping has definitely calmed me down. At some far distance, I do put the laptop and I do switch on some meditation music that goes on lightly in the background, and I just listen to it, but I'm not looking at my screen, if that makes sense. And I'm looking at paper. And that is so transformative because I have realized that A, I fall asleep so much faster. B, my sleep has actually been really good. Now, I probably TMI, guys, but I usually tend to wake up at 3 a.m. in the morning every single day. Like on the dot 3 a.m. I'm up, but I'm also really sleepy. So I fall back asleep, but I don't know, there's just something weird about it. It's probably a medical thing, I don't know. But ever since I started doing this, I've been sleeping completely. Like the minute I fall asleep, the next time that I'm waking up is only in the morning. And that has been fantastic because there's so much energy level when I'm waking up. Because every time I would wake up at like 3 a.m. and then fall back asleep, that's a break in my sleep. And I'll feel kind of lethargic while waking up. So having this night routine of 1 hour of no screen time and just keeping that 1 hour chunk just for myself has been so, so good for my sleep and my energy level as well. And not just that. Because I'm taking the time, I'm taking 1 whole hour to reflect upon my day, to reflect upon what I'm doing, to figure out exactly what I want to do the next day, it's actually making me more present. Now, when I first started doing this, I just remembered and I thought I'd share this with you. When I first started doing this like bullet journaling and tracking what I do throughout the day, it was really scary because I would not remember. I would absolutely not even remember what I had for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner. It was kind of scary, guys, to not remember anything and to just go through the motions of life like you're just going through it. And when that happened, the first 2 or 3 days, I was really scared while filling out my bullet journal and like tracking what I was doing throughout the day because I felt like, oh my God, I don't remember anything. But over time, like on the 4th day, I was starting to be more mindful because I was like, oh my God, I've got to put this in my journal later on. I can't forget this. And because I kept telling that to myself, I was actually making a note of what I was doing throughout the day. So whether it was taking time to eat breakfast that maybe contained potato, and potato is something that I am tracking as part of my food habits and stuff like that. It's just, there's nothing concerning, and there's no reason why I should be tracking, just that I'm trying to be more mindful about what goes in and stuff like that. So that's why. So potato is one of the ingredients that I am tracking. And the minute I started doing this, like on the 4th or the 5th day, I started realizing a shift in the way I was thinking throughout the day. So throughout the day, I would be like, okay, I've got to track this in the night. And that's why I need to remember this. And I started being more present. Granted, the reason was because I wanted to fill out my bullet journal, but that was still a start. I was actually starting to be more mindful of what I was doing throughout the day and not just running through the motions of life. So that has been insanely helpful for me. I don't know if you guys, you know, want to try it out, but if you do, I definitely recommend keeping 1 hour of time in the night just for yourself. Even if you want to get started on a bullet journal, you know, get started on it. Even if you just have to write in a simple journal or your business journal, whatever it is, take some time to do that for you. And there's one more thing that I heard very recently that really, I don't know, it just knocked the air out of my lungs, to be honest with you, because that was also one of the reasons why I decided that I needed to learn how to be more present and I needed to take care of myself better, basically. And someone said this, I don't remember who or where I read this, but you know, she said, and believe me, guys, I was one of those people who are like, oh my God, I don't have time for a bullet journal. It's just so much work, 30 minutes every single day. What are you talking about? And she said this, she said, I'm not sure who it was. It was just a random video that I stumbled upon YouTube. If I do find it, I will write it in the description box. I hope I can find the video from my history. I will definitely let you know who it was in the description, okay? And she said, if you can't dedicate that amount of time to yourself every single day, then whose life are you living? And I was just blown. I was like, oh crap, what have I been doing? I mean, if I can't seem to dedicate that amount of time for myself, then I'm not even living my life. So a lot of big realizations basically over the past 2 months, and it's been a little difficult to cope by these realizations. I'm not going to be, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to be completely frank with you, because coming to these realizations is pretty hard, and figuring out how to overcome them is harder as well, which is why I really wanted to do this podcast episode, because I think that if maybe some of you are not even aware that you're not living in the present moment, or maybe you are aware but you have no idea what to do, then I'm really hoping that this episode will help you in some way. Now, the third tip that I do have for you is that I started to build myself a routine. As you guys could make out from the second tip that I do have for you, I now have a night routine. Yes, guys, I am that girl right now. I do have a night routine, and I also do have a morning routine as well, okay? And the morning routine's both for personal and for business as well. And then even in the night, I do have a nighttime routine for myself, my self-care, and my personal life, and also my business as well. And just having these routines has really helped me be more conscious of time. Like I told you, my nighttime routine starts 1 hour before I decide to sleep. And as of today, I have not decided on a sleep time yet, because that's going to take a little bit more time for me to work on. But, you know, I've decided that, okay, even if I decide that I want to sleep at 12 a.m. today, 11 p.m., I'm out when it comes to screen times. And then I have my 1 hour routine. Whatever it is, I work back from the time that I want to sleep, and then I make sure that I'm following that routine. Now, keeping a routine has worked for me because, you know, being an entrepreneur and a business owner, there are just so, so many ups and downs, okay? There is like a roller coaster of emotions that I go through in a single day, and sometimes in a single hour. It is insane. From moments of doubt, to moments of anxiety, to moments of sudden happiness, to moments of fear again, and then moments of sadness, moments of low confidence, moments of high esteem. Oh my God, guys, it's like a roller coaster. And sometimes it can get a little hard to cope with these roller coasters of emotions. And for me, by building a routine for myself, it helps me take a step back from all of those emotions and stay neutral for those parts of the day. Okay, and staying neutral, it's not a bad thing. I mean, I used to feel like, oh my God, we should always experience emotions at every single time of the day. Yeah, and all of those things. However, that's actually a little bit, you know, against your mental health, going through so many emotions, so many things all throughout the day and stuff like that. Being on all the time can get you feeling burned out very, very quickly. So it is important to have those healthy moments of feeling neutral and balancing yourself out and centering your emotions, basically. So for me, having a routine for myself has actually helped me feel more centered with my emotions and help me deal with those crazy, crazy emotions, and also help me just balance myself out, okay? And the second reason why routines really work is I could be having a really sad day, and I know that I have a routine to fill, and it doesn't affect the other systems that are part of my life. So it's learning how to segregate the events of your life with you. Okay, so you separate the two of them. So whatever emotions you're feeling does not mean that you are not going to take care of yourself, you're not going to take care of your business, you're not going to take care of your personal life. Okay, so that's a very important message that you send to yourself when you build a routine for yourself as well. And this is something that I have observed for myself as well. Okay, then the fourth tip that I do have for you is I do have a small gratefulness section in my journal. So before, I used to have a gratitude diary that I never followed, to be honest with you. Just opening up another page and writing gratitude stuff was just not my thing. So what I did was I took my personal journal, the one where I write for about 2 to 3 pages every single day. And on each side of each page, I write on the top grateful for. And it can be anything, guys. I can be grateful for my followers, for my podcast, my laptop. Like yesterday, I was really grateful for this USB cord that I've been looking around forever and I just found it. It can be the weirdest things, guys, but just putting it there, you will start looking for things to be grateful for throughout your day. And if I had not been practicing this, I've been practicing this for a good 1 year now. If I had not been practicing this, honestly, I think that when I found that USB cord, I would have been like, yeah, okay, whatever, here it is. The moment of joy and, you know, that feeling of happiness of finding that USB, I probably would have missed feeling that. And I think that was a part of me being present in that moment of finding that USB cord. It's such a silly thing, but it brought me so much joy and it made me feel like I was living in that present moment. So that is definitely one thing that I can give you. So if you are like me and gratitude journals don't work for you because it's a whole separate book and you feel like you're gonna forget every single day, so whenever you do journal, just write on the top of the page what you're grateful for. So I write about 2 to 3 pages, so that's about 4 sides. So every day I'm writing about 4 to 6 things that I'm grateful for. And throughout the day, I do make a mental note of what I am grateful for. So that's another way of me living in the present moment. And the last tip that I do have for you is keep reminding yourself that it's okay. Okay, there are moments that speed past me throughout the day. And I kind of go back to my previous nature of, just being completely frazzled and just go, go, go kind of mode. And to keep reminding yourself that it's okay. I mean, that's part of who you are. Don't be too harsh on yourself. Be kind to yourself. And, you know, just keep reminding yourself, you know, it's okay that 3 hours have gone by. You have absolutely no idea. You've just been so focused on work or you've been worrying about the next deadline or whatever that you've not taken those 3 hours to be present. It's okay. Don't freak out. Just be mindful for the next hour or the next 2 hours, okay? So I think the final tip that I do have for you is just to be present even when you are being present, okay? Don't be too harsh on yourself that, oh my God, I have not been present. That itself isn't you not being present, right? Funny thing, right? So you might want to take it easy on yourself. It was really hard for me for the first 1 month, but now that I'm into the second month, and closing out and entering the third month, it is getting a little bit easier. I'm gonna be very frank with you. It was hard when it first started out. Like I told you, the first 3 days of doing the bullet journal and tracking what I was doing throughout the day really freaked me out because I was like, I don't remember. I don't even know. I'm just going through the motions of the day and motions of my life, and that's not how it's supposed to be. So it might freak you out in the beginning, when you realize, oh my God, I've not been focusing on the present moment, but stick with it, you know, keep going at it. And you will start to have those light bulb moments all throughout the day of something that you are tracking or something that you're grateful for, something that you really want to be in the moment to experience, whether it's that juicy McDonald's burger or French fries or whatever your mom has cooked for the day. It's just about being conscious that, you know, you are human You can make mistakes sometimes, but you know, when you remind yourself, then you start being more present. That's it. So this was me bearing my soul out in episode number 51 for you. I really hope you guys enjoyed this as much as I did enjoy recording it. If you guys did like this, please do give me a thumbs up and definitely do leave me a review, because that really helps me with my ranking. Also, guys, I do have two services that I offer at the moment. It's one-on-one marketing strategy consultations for small businesses, and I also do Instagram audits as well. So if you are interested, I'm going to put both those services in the description box below. Alrighty, guys, I hope you guys are doing super, super awesome. I'll catch you guys in my next episode. At the moment, I'm aiming for 2 episodes per week. I'm not sure if I told you guys, but my theme for July is putting systems in place that will make me more consistent. And I'll definitely talk to you guys about setting goals for the month, setting a goal or a theme for the month. Let me correct myself. And that has been really transformative for July. And I will do a podcast episode on that pretty soon, actually. So at the moment, I am setting up systems to make me more consistent with my social media. So that is basically 1 vlog for my YouTube channel, 2 podcast episodes on my podcast, and maybe 2 or 3 reels per week on Instagram. So I'm basically reverse engineering the amount of time that I have and then moving forward with how much I can accomplish in that time when it comes to content creation, which is basically the advice that I give everyone. But somewhere along the way, I kind of messed up, and it was just, I was trying to do so many things at once, which probably will be for another podcast episode. All right, guys, let me kind of say goodbye. As you guys know, I'm always super, super awkward when it comes to saying goodbye. But I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode. Let me know what you thought of it. Take a screenshot of it, post it on Instagram, and tag me as well. I would love to hear your thoughts. Okay, guys, bye-bye. Stay safe, stay healthy, and I'll catch you guys in my next podcast episode.